Good evening and welcome once again to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. In studio with me tonight, co-hosting, will be Carolyn Nelson. Get her warmed up to handling all this stuff and taking over when I'm on my travels, speaking engagements and investigative trips and what have you. Folks, we're doing it. Got a lot of calls from a lot of people today buying stock in our media venture, Gannett Company Incorporated. Let me give you the closing quote today. Was 50 and one quarter dollars at 4 o'clock today. It was down 5/8. Today's high was 51 1/8. Today's low was 50 1/4. It opened this morning at $51 per share. Yesterday's close was 50 7/8. So it's down now, folks. So jump in. Now's the time to buy. I guarantee you, when all of us begin to buy our stock and other people get in on this venture, it's going to go up. If you're procrastinating on this, you're making a big, big, big mistake, because we're going to own this company and we're going to tell America the truth about what's happening not only in this country but in the world. So you'd better get involved. Get involved. If you call me and complain about what's happening in the world and how the media is controlled, and you're not in on this, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to laugh at you. I'm going to let you have it with both barrels. The volume of trade today was 172,300 shares. And I've been watching this for 2 weeks, every day, and this is beginning to reflect what we're doing, because normally it's down around 160,000, 150,000 shares per day for this particular stock. The 52-week high has been $55.38 per share. 52-week low was 46.75 per share. The yield is 2.6, and the price to earnings ratio is 19 to nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to hear tonight from people who are getting involved in this, and I don't want to hear from anybody else. If you call in and you're not involved in this venture, if you don't want to talk about this venture, then I'm just going to hang up on you, so don't even bother with it. And we don't want to hear from any of the twits, wackos, loony bins, socialists, or neotech freaks out there. So pay attention. Did that wake you up? Good, because that's exactly what I wanted it to do, folks. Wake you up. Let's got your attention now, don't I? Okay, everybody get ready. I want to hear from people who are getting involved in our media venture. I want to hear what you've done, how many shares you bought, how difficult it was, what kind of commission you pay, what you think the best broker is to go to. Let's help each other out on this, folks. So get ready. We're going to open the phones in just a couple of minutes. Thank you. I'll bet you didn't know that Walt Disney was a member of the Brotherhood, and the esoteric symbology of Freemasonry and the mysteries can be found all through the Disneyland complexes, wherever they may be. And in the one in Anaheim, California, you can find the most blatant examples in Fantasyland. In Fantasyland. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that he worked for the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the intelligence community? Did you know that he was one of the people rooting out communists for Joe McCarthy during the McCarthy era? McCarthy was right. He just didn't know the real name. He didn't understand about the mysteries. He really thought communism was a separate entity, not created by something else. He was on the right track, but he blew it when he began to associate people with communism because they were associated with communists. He was, of course, attacked by the liberal press and destroyed. We're not going to make those mistakes. We're going to identify the real enemy and pursue him into his burrows and rout him out into the light of day. Were you aware that during 1958, scientists, the greatest brains in this world, convened for a year of study in a colloquium for planetary and lunar exploration and for the designing of a lunar colony, and representatives of the Walt Disney Studios attended, ladies and gentlemen. Just a few tidbits to open up tonight's show. We have someone on the line right now, and Carolyn Nelson's here if you'd like to talk to her. Good evening, you're on the air. Well, I guess he hung up. Folks, if you call in, we're going to put you, and I'm talking or something, we'll put you on hold, and you'll be able to hear the show, and if you hang up, you lose it. Good evening, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, this is Bill out here in Southern California. I just want to let you know I got 10 shares.
Fantastic. Where'd you get them?
Up here in Pasadena.
What brokerage did you use?
Oh, God, now I got to look it up.
Well, you don't have to look it up. What price did you get?
I got, I don't know yet. I just ordered them yesterday, and he bought them for me today.
Oh, okay. I
haven't been notified or sent anything yet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you'll be getting
the... Sent him a check yesterday.
Did you tell him you wanted the voting shares?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he said, well, I don't see there's any others. I will make sure I get voting shares.
Yeah.
I don't see anything other listed. I said, well, just make sure I get voting shares.
Yeah, if there's nothing else listed, that's what you're going to get is voting shares.
Okay.
Anything else? How do you feel about it?
Oh, good. I think it's a good idea.
I think it's the best idea that's ever come down the pike, because we can finally do something.
Yeah, I just hope it's not too late.
Yeah, everybody's complaining about the violence they see in the movies and they see on television and the stuff that they hear on radio and what they print in the newspapers. Well, here, we're doing something about it. We're going to change all that.
Yeah, that's good, because I've been checking into the sovereignty programs out here and heard an awful lot about them.
Wonderful.
And it's quite extensive. I've got a Bowman Black's fourth edition law book right in front of me now. I'm reading it.
Wonderful. It's not as difficult as you think when you get down and find that the real law is really very simple.
Yeah.
And that they've created all this statute law to confuse us. And
keep over 3 million of them.
Yeah, and to make us think that the law is so difficult that we can't ever learn it. Then you begin to understand.
There's about 100 laws plus a whole lot of different phrases they use to trick you.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And you learn those little things, how they trick you. And, well, it's basically what they're doing is they take you in court, and then they ask you nice little simple questions, and you don't understand. You've been convicted with your big, fat, stupid mouth not knowing it.
That's right. You give
exactly what they do to you. Otherwise, they wouldn't even have jurisdiction over you.
That's right. What you do by even by acknowledging the and answering is you're giving them jurisdiction.
You got a driver's license? Your Honor, if I answer that, can I be used against me in court? Whoops. Stop them on everything.
Yeah.
Is that all you can do?
Yep, that's right. That's right. You don't even have to ask. You don't even have to answer them if they ask you if it's your driver's license.
Yeah.
It's incumbent upon the court to prove that it's
right,
your driver's license.
Right. You have to make a proof. Oh, they probably could, but I mean, you could get a fix just doing that.
Oh yeah. Could you imagine what would happen if everybody walked into court and did that?
It would be a mess.
Traffic court would back up into years.
Yeah. What they usually do out here, if anybody puts under duress under their under protest under their name, you know, on a ticket, they usually put them in another room and make them sit there 4 or 5 hours and dismiss them.
Yeah.
They don't even bring them to court.
That's right. Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bill.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. The number is 602-333-2174. For those of you who are participating in our little venture here and would like to call in and talk about it. We'd love to hear from you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
I'm Andy from Detroit.
Hi, Andy.
I'm really excited about this plan.
Good. Andy, I need you to put your receiver right in front of your mouth and talk a little louder.
Okay, how about this?
That's a little better.
Let's turn down the radio, so...
Yeah, turn it off.
I was on the move there.
Uh-huh.
I haven't bought any yet, but as soon as I save up some dough, I'm going to get some.
Okay.
But I'm busy spreading the word.
Good.
Last night I called up Marie Kegler's show on WJR, which is a clear channel station that covers almost all the eastern United States.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned KIG and I mentioned the plan. And the whole seemed a little bit receptive, but, you know, she's got a ways to go yet.
Well, you got to remember that most of the people in the media are there because it's their career. And the number one thing that they think about before they talk about anything is their career. They don't think about the country, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, or the people of this country. They're concerned about their career only, number one. And if they really get enthused about something like this, they would lose their career very quickly. So don't be surprised if other talk show hosts and other media personalities don't get enthused about this. But that doesn't mean that you should not call them anyway. Call every talk show host, every talk show, every media, every television station, everybody, and spread this far and wide. And make sure that everybody hears about it, because I really think this is going to take off like a wildfire in a prairie grass when people really understand the consequences of this act.
Yes, and I agree with you 100%. Oh, and I called Ken up today, too, and I'm going to get some info from him.
Wonderful.
All right. Good night, Bill.
What did you think about Ken's show last
night? Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he is.
He's a nice guy. Talk with him for a little bit on the phone.
Yeah, he's a great guy. His whole family is wonderful. I wish we were television, because I just wish you guys could see what he does with stuff. It's just amazing. Thank you for calling.
All right. Hey, maybe we should put out a video.
Well, yeah, I think I'll talk to him about that. If he puts together a video, we can offer it on the show, and that would help an awful lot of people.
Okay, Bill. Good night.
Good night. In fact, it would have... Yeah, you need to talk closer to the microphone, Carol. Get real close, just like me.
All right, it's a good idea, and we'll be prepared when we get the television station.
Well, we're not getting you. Are you there? Well, get real close to the microphone, Carol, just like me. Put your mouth right on it. Now talk. Talk.
Okay, when we get
okay.
The station.
We're not getting you.
Station.
It's okay. We're not getting you for some reason. I don't know what's going on here. We'll have to do something to get her mic working, but I can't do it now. Let me see. This is Thursday. Maybe we can get it fixed by tomorrow night. Is your switch on? Okay. It must be a dead battery. While I'm talking, maybe you can change that battery. Go ahead there and just take that off and the barrel and screws from the mic. I saw her lips moving over there several times, and I couldn't hear, so... sorry, we had to take that little interlude. Number 602-333-2174. I'd like to hear from you people that are participating in our media buyout, Gannett Company Incorporated. I want to hear what you purchased, how you feel about it, where you got it, where the best commissions are, what you think other people should do, want to get involved in this, and share with everybody. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a booklet that lists companies that are in DRIPS, Dividend Reinvestments,
uh-huh.
And Gannett Corporation can be bought through their agent. You can buy one share and then purchase more after you're in their DRIP plan.
Fantastic. You know what I need you to do?
What?
I need you to call me after we go off the air tonight, give me all that information so I can give it out to everybody tomorrow.
It's just a phone number. I only have a phone number in the bank that handles it.
Okay, great. Give us the name of the bank and the phone number.
First Chicago Trust Company.
Okay. First Chicago Trust Company.
Area code 212.
212.
791.
791.
6422.
6422. You see what happens when we work together?
great.
I'm really...
Once you get into the plan, you can buy as many shares as you want, as often as you want.
Wonderful. I'm really glad that you called. You see, we've been doing all the research on this stock, and not once did we ever come up with that piece of information.
Well, I just got the booklet. I intend to call tomorrow, but that should be the number.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was a great call.
Okay.
Anybody else out there got any little tidbits that we want to hear from you? Thank you for calling. Number 602-333-2174. Let's hear from more people who are involved in this. Hear what you think about it. Hear what you've done so far. It's going to be absolutely wonderful what we're going to accomplish by buying out Gannett Company Incorporated. Because I don't know whether you people really realize what this corporation owns. They own an awful lot of media diversity. In other words, they have many different television stations. They have a whole bunch of AM and FM radio stations. They have a whole chain of newspapers, including USA Today, which is everybody knows USA Today, and most of us read it at least occasionally, if not all the time. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, I bought 10 shares today.
Wonderful. And did you go through a broker?
Yes.
Who was it?
Personal friend broker.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And what price did you get?
It's 51 and an eighth, and I paid total prices $561.25.
And that included your commission?
Yes.
Okay. That's really good. That's really good. When I bought mine, it was a little higher. The stock was 517, and the commission brought up to around 581. Now, if we call this number at First Chicago Trust Company, a lot of people should be able to get off with either a much lower commission or none at all. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but we're going to find out. How do you feel about your purchase?
Well, I think it's a great idea. It's just, like you said, it's one of the best ideas that's ever come across the airwaves.
Uh-huh. What appeals to you about it?
Well, someone that you don't like very much, and I'd have to ask you that question later. Tom Valentine says, there's no free press unless you own one.
That's right.
And I think it's a great idea. We're going to own part of a press.
That's exactly what we're going to do. And, you know, we're not going to purchase this corporation to fire everybody and cause a big calamity. What we're going to do is go in and tell them what we want. And it's very simple. If we own the corporation and there are employees, they're going to have to do what we want. And if they like their job, they will. If they don't do what we want, then we're well within our rights for firing them for refusing to change the policy with the change of ownership, which is a normal thing. Well, what are you going to do now? Are you going to have a program to continue to buy stock once a month or once every 2 months or anything? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I want to continue buying stock in probably 10-share increments, at least till I have 100 shares.
Uh-huh.
And keep on going as far as, you know, as long as I can.
Wonderful. That's great, you know, because if everybody does that and sets up a program, it won't take us long at all. What do you think about, well, let me ask you this. Have you talked to other people about what we're doing?
Just my stockbroker.
Uh-huh. What do you think about it?
He thinks it's a pretty good idea. Yeah, unfortunately, he's more into making money than he is on saving the country, but he's not totally unpatriotic, and he thinks it's a pretty good idea.
Well, according to the reality of the way people think in this country, if we're successful, this will be the most successful media corporation in the country, because none of the other media branches, either television, radio, or print, or movies, are reflecting the real wants and desires of the American people. Instead of reflecting our society, they are trying to direct our society in a way that we don't want to go.
Yes, I know that.
So I think whoever gets in on this on the ground floor is really going to do more than anybody has done for this country probably since the Revolutionary War. They're going to be a part owner. They're going to have a big part in this. They're also going to realize whatever we make of this venture. In other words, if we make this pan out, and we do become the most respected and the most objective and if it takes off like we like we know it will, they're going to realize a tremendous profit eventually down the line. What do you think about that?
Well, that's crossed my mind too, and I'm into making money and profit. I first want to help the cause, but if I can make some money doing it, that's all the better.
That's right. We want to do everything we can to help those of us who care about this country. So I think just being able to direct the policy of the news in a different direction than what it's been in the past is revolutionary, is groundbreaking, and I don't think that that they ever believed that we were smart enough to come up with an idea like this, much less carry it out. And I think once they find out what we're doing on Wall Street, it's going to have repercussions that are going to reach all around the world.
I hope so. You did a story on Tom Valentine one night. I was in my garage listening to shortwave.
Uh-huh.
Reception was not very good. You kept hidden who you were talking about till the very end of the show. When you told me who it was, I was floored.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't listen real closely because the reception was so lousy that night. Now that you've changed frequencies from the shortwave station, I can hear you much clearer most nights.
We're going to rerun it.
I love it.
Especially since all these little sheeple and twit little creeps that want to call up and call me names and all kinds of things, and they don't even know what they're talking about. We're gonna rerun it for especially for them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bill, I must add here.
I can't hear you.
Can't hear?
Nope.
Not coming over.
Try it again.
Okay. Yep. Is it coming over now?
We got you now. Good.
There. Bill, I must add here that I just don't understand why Tom Valentine isn't up front with us, because I've talked to several of my relatives, and they admitted, right, looking me right in the face, straight in the eye, that they are 32nd-degree Masons of the Scottish Rite. I mean, they're really open about it and honest. Why can't Tom Valentine do the same?
Well, the same reason for Bobo Greitz can't do the same, because they're involved with patriots, and patriots know what that means.
Have you also done a show on Chuck Carter?
No, there's no reason to do a show on Chuck Carter.
Okay, well, because he doesn't like Tom Valentine either. And, of course, you know, once all on a block on the same shortwave frequencies.
You gotta understand this Hegelian dialectic. After I ran that show exposing who exactly Tom Valentine was, that he belonged to the Stell Group, that he was a member of the Secret Brotherhood, that he did believe in a master race and all of these things, he was exposed in his own words, because all we did for an hour was read his own words. We just kept the identity of whose words they were secret until the end. If you go out and get his books that he's written, and he's written several, and they'll be referenced when we rerun that program, and read them, you'll find out exactly who this guy is and what he's up to. And his claim to be a Christian is total BS. On the steps of the Capitol, he administered the grip of the Master Mason to everybody who went up there and gave it to him. And we all stood there and watched him. And several CAGI members went up there and did it too. And he returned it. And you've heard their testimony here on the hour of the time. No Christian, no true Christian, would ever belong to an organization where the object of worship is actually Lucifer. Now, don't get me wrong, as I've explained in the mystery series, they don't really believe in a god or in Lucifer, like the traditional beliefs are. They believe in a pantheistic god where everything is connected, and that's where that all comes from in the New Age movement. And they believe that Lucifer is the good philosophy. They believe in the Luciferian philosophy that man was set free in the Garden of Eden with the gift of intellect by Satan, who is the same as Lucifer. So that's what they really believe, and they've hoarded information and knowledge throughout the centuries. They practice the pagan religions of the ancient days. They're trying to bring the mysteries back as the world religion. They're trying to get. They want to totally eliminate Christianity from the face of the earth. Now, also, I've made it plain many, many times. I don't care if they worship Lucifer. I don't care what they do. I don't care what church they go to. In this country, they have a right. But when they meet in secret to conspire against the rest of us and to deny us our right to practice our religion, and especially when they think they're going to create 1,000 years of peace by creating a utopia here on earth, imperfect men ruling imperfect men, simply by eliminating those that they don't like or whose whose philosophy they don't believe in. It's the same thing the communists did when the Bolshevik Revolution was successful. It's the same thing socialists always do every time they rise to power. They take everyone who they don't agree with and they put them in labor camps until they die, or they just execute them outright.
That's right.
Bill, can I interrupt you?
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Since we're talking about media also, did you hear anything on the current media that we have about the Parliament of Religions that was meeting in Chicago September 2nd?
I missed that.
And what was that all about? Another group that's meeting to bring about the one world religion that most of us don't really want.
And it's going to be a pagan religion. And like I said, I don't care if they practice whatever religion they want. You know, I wish they would get their heads on straight, but that's their right. It's everybody's right in this country. It's only when they set out to do the rest of us in that I have a problem with it. Anything else you want to bring up?
Well, I was going to ask you if you're familiar with the lecturer. I'm not sure of his last name, but goes by Mark from Michigan.
Yeah, I know who he is. I know his real name. I know where he lives. We've been investigating him for quite a while, and there's something that can't be rectified here with this man. He's putting out a lot of stuff that we know is true. He's also putting out about 30% of stuff that we cannot verify. And he stated that he was a member of the 40th Ranger Battalion, which does not exist.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things he said that, of course, concern me, but there's also, like you said, things I was unable to verify and things I just frankly wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Well, you got to remember this Hegelian dialectic. They control both sides. They keep everybody confused. Now, I'm not saying that Mark is a member of the other side. We don't know. We just found that that there is no 40th Ranger Battalion that he said he was a member of. After we did the show on Tom Valentine, to try to get in the good graces of the listening audience who were all patriots and who were asking him, well, if you're not a Mason, how come you never talk about Freemasonry? And how come everybody, when somebody calls up to ask you about Freemasonry, you blow up and throw a temper tantrum and dump them off the air? And
that's right.
That's what he's always done.
Yeah.
And he did a show one night giving a demonstration that Freemasonry could not possibly be involved because the two political parties in Mexico are Freemason, one controlled by the Scottish Rite, one controlled by the York Rite. And they're always warring with each other for control of Mexico. So he spent about an hour and a half talking about this to convince everybody that Freemasons couldn't possibly be involved. And in doing this, he gave the best lecture on the workings of the Hegelian dialectic in operation that I've ever seen in my life. And anybody who understands the way the esoteric mystery religions work realize that Freemasons control Mexico by this process that he was trying to use to debunk any idea that Freemasons could control anything.
I know it gives me a headache thinking about it. I've got friends that are Masons. I have friends that are Rosicrucians. And some of them preach a real strong patriotic stance. But
So did Hitler, if you'll remember.
I've got some other I know that are not Masons, they're not Rosicrucians, and they're dying-the-wool patriots. And they keep warning me, just, Jeff, just... trust very little what you hear and very little what you see, and investigate everything like you said. And basically, stay to yourself because there's a lot of misinformation out there. And it sure does, they told me, it gives them a big headache trying to figure out who's telling the truth and who's not.
That's right.
And I know one thing, I'm not getting the truth from the media, so I'm going to buy some more shares. And I hope we get some major control in this media soon.
Well, we're going to do it, and with the help of people like you, and
soon. We really need it soon. Now, Bill has commented that it might take us a year.
Well, I'm more patient than that. If it takes five, I'm going to be here.
Well, I think we better aim for the year.
Yeah, we may not have five, but this president, I'm glad you called. You brought up some really great
points.
Please
call again.
And I don't normally like to have one person on the line this long, but you've brought up some really good points that needed to be talked about. This president is going to be the president who destroys this country completely. And what is going to be the method of bringing it to fruition quickly is the greed of the American people, thinking that they're going to get something for nothing. And when they bail headlong into this health care plan, it will be the death of the United States of America. It will be the birth of full-blown socialism. It will be a method of tracking every single person from birth to the grave. It will be, if there is ever a mark of the beast, this card is going to be it, or at least the beginning of it. And eventually, it will be the cash card, the health card, the identification card, the travel card, and I believe, sincerely, that it will evolve into a no-cash system and some kind of a biochip in.
Like I do when I try telling people and they just tell me I'm paranoid.
Oh, don't believe that. Don't believe it. Carolyn can tell you about that.
I could add there, I talked to a young man who was in the service for 3 hours, and after 2 hours, he looked at me and he said, "Wow, this is really serious. Are you sure you're not paranoid?" And I said, "I wish I were. I wish it were as simple as that. I wish we could write it off that I'm just paranoid. But I'm afraid it's all true." I had asked him about Gorbachev being in California, and he, of course, had heard about that, as the representative from New Hampshire, Dick Sweat, hadn't heard about it. And he swore that it wasn't true, but we know that Gorbachev has been assigned to a closed military base in California, and working from there.
The Presidio, as a matter of fact.
I've had two or three call-ins that have already confirmed that they know it, and...
Not only that, but it's in the phone book, San Francisco phone book. You can look it up yourself. It's the Gorbachev Foundation. Well, I want to thank you for calling, and I want to thank you for bringing up all those things that need to be cleared up and talked about and discussed, and call again sometime.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, we got to do something here. Walt Disney? No, couldn't be. But who was the first person who connected guns with animal rights? Remember Bambi? Have you seen Fantasia and really looked at it with your whole brain? Wake up, folks. Wake up. You're being manipulated. We have been controlled for many, many, many years. We're being brainwashed on a daily basis. And many times we seem to fall in love with those who are brainwashing us. They're taking our country away from us. They're destroying the religions that we want to worship. They are making us into slaves. Shortly, they will cause an economic collapse in this country and around the world to help them in their endeavors to reach out and finally grasp the pearl of great price. That's right, the pearl of great price is the world. People who procrastinate now, people who slough it off, people who ridicule this concept, this idea, people who say, "Nah, it'll never happen here," are going to be literally destroyed. They may lose their minds in the melee and the chaos that is going to come down the road. Those who prepare now are going to survive. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. But people who prepare now will survive. Others will not. you need at least 2 years' supply of food and water. You need necessities that you hardly ever think about. You need some kind of currency that you can use on the black market with other people just like you. You need to prepare now. One of the ways that you can prepare is to call Swiss America Trading and ask for Gene Miller. Now, he's not going to be there tonight, but there'll be an answering machine there tonight. You can leave your name and your phone number, ask for Gene Miller, mention my name, William Cooper, because you get first-class service if you do. You get better service than anybody else. You're treated like a very important person, and you are, at Swiss America Trading. So call now. Ask for Gene Miller, nobody else, because he's devoted so much of his time to making this show happen and to getting information out to all of you. Mention my name, William Cooper. Tell them, and thank them, by the way, for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. For those of you outside the limits of the continental United States, you may call 602-953-6000. That's area code 602-953-6000. Now, I don't care where you buy your 2-year supply of food, folks, but if you want to help out the Hour of the Time and also get a tremendous good discount and the best quality for the lowest rate, write for our food storage information and our preparedness items, and we'll send you out all of that information. But do it now. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't say it can't happen to me, and then when somebody comes and knocks on your door and tells you to prepare a small suitcase and march down to the train station, say that, oh, everything will be all right, and continue in your sheepleness. Folks, wake up. Become a real people. Protect your family. Get ready. This whole world that we have loved for so long and that we're so used to is going to come crashing down around our ears. Those who are prepared will survive. The rest will not. It's as simple as that. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill, I was the fellow who called the Tom Valentine, and I was talking about the Jewish control of the media.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to have a dialogue with you about that.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, these are my views on that. I mean, what you're saying about the Masons, that, you know, I don't really know. I haven't researched that or spent a lot of time, you know, studying that to prove it to myself.
You need
one way or another, but I have spent a lot of time digging into the folks who control our media and our Federal Reserve System. And it seemed like you were kind of contemptuous about me even saying anything about that. I mean,
no, no.
Why would that be?
No. Nothing against you. I am really angry with the American people as a whole for being sheeple. In other words, this is a capitalistic republic that we live in. Why is everybody sitting around complaining because somebody else was smarter than them and bought the media? If you really care, buy it back. Everything in this country is for sale. Everybody was complaining and railing against the Japanese for buying property and businesses over here. Who sold it to them, my friend? Greedy Americans.
Well, can I respond to that?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, in the same way that the international bankers, the major banking, European banking families that control the Federal Reserve System have taken unfair advantage of other folks that would, you know, like to do something about it. I mean, it's really hard to do something about it.
Wait a minute. How did they take unfair advantage?
Well, when they passed the Fed, I mean, they...
No, we're talking about the media.
Manipulate the government with political action, money, and they keep...
Whoa, wait a minute.
...in Congress.
You're going off track.
Payroll, and it's...
Hey, this is my show.
All right.
Listen. You called up and wanted to talk about the Jews in the media.
Okay.
Now, let's stick to the subject. How have they taken unfair advantage of anyone?
I'm trying to make a point. In the same way that, the Masons could, you know, manipulate things, or the Illuminati or whatever. I don't know anything about that. You know, manipulate people and things behind the scenes with money.
No. How have the Jews...
Well,
taken advantage of poor, unsuspecting other people.
If they completely control every aspect of broadcasting, ABC, NBC, CBS, all the publishing houses, I mean all the major publishing houses, I have them all right here in front of me. I mean, I can tell you who owns what and who runs what, anything you want. That's right here in front of me.
Well, we also have that information, and I've got to tell you that...
Industry. So what happened?
All of the companies that you've named are publicly held corporations. They're owned by the stockholders. Did you know that?
Yeah, but if...
Now...
The advertisers, like with newspapers, for example... It's not the people who buy the subscriptions, but it's the people who advertise that determine the news, really. I mean, because they're the ones that pay that paper's bills. And the merchants, the Jewish merchants, I mean, there's hardly any aspect of life, American life, from Sears and Roebuck, service, merchandise, I mean, you just name it.
Do you know that
most of the gold is controlled by the Jews?
Do you know that you're blowing the whole concept of the Aryans right out of the water? They claim that they're a superior race, they're smarter than anybody else, they're more intelligent.
I'm not claiming that, I'm just trying
No, I didn't say you were. I said you're blowing their argument out of the water. You're saying that 3.8% of the population is smarter than all the rest of the people in this country.
Well, if those people get together as a unit, and I know a lot of Jews. I'm an engineering student here at Texas A&M, and there's a lot of Jews here. And what they do is they get together, and from the time that they're young, they're taught that other people, you know, are their enemies. I mean, they want to hurt them. And
well, tradition.
So they band together as a group. Well, there's a tremendous amount of strength. When you get a people that are extremely intelligent, which they are.
Wouldn't you say that was very smart of them?
Very smart.
Yes, sir, but, I mean, what I'm trying to say is that, you know, they it's like a state within a state. I mean, a large percentage of them, the ones that I know, if it came between loyalty between Israel and the United States, they would pick Israel.
Well, I'm absolutely against that, and if they picked Israel, they ought to have their asses kicked because they claim that they're United States citizens. If they're citizens of Israel, they should get their butts over there and fight for Israel. If they're citizens of the United States, they should make this...
migrated all over the world. And
you know, you don't seem to understand. I control the switches here. When I'm talking, don't interrupt me. I give you plenty of time to speak. Okay?
All right.
Now, I don't understand. You know, as long as you're nice and intelligent, I let you say whatever you want to say on this air, or anybody. But when you get rude, that's, you know, we don't do that. There's two things we don't stand for on this program. That's stupidity and rudeness. And you're certainly not stupid, but you're showing a little bit of signs of rudeness.
I'm nervous. I'm trying to just make a point.
I understand. And I understand your nervousness. First time I was ever on talk radio, I was shaking like a leaf and really screwed up royal, forgot half of what I knew, and so they made me look like an idiot. But that doesn't happen to me anymore.
Bothers me. I mean, like at school, you hear, I mean, just about everything in history you hear about the Anglo-Saxons is, you know, what a raunchy bunch we were and how we did all this stuff to all these people and we were responsible for killing off all the Indians and this and that, when in reality most of the Indians were killed off by the Spaniards. But for some reason we get shouldered with the blame for everything, like we are the exploiters and the destroyers of the world. And nothing gets pointed out about the fact that we've built churches and hospitals and all over the world. We've been the people to carry the Bible to most of the world, the Anglo-Saxon, you know, these type people. But, you know, and then nothing is ever said about the same people. And I hate to keep pointing at the Jews, but there's an awful lot of Jewish professors here that want to rail on our people. And then whenever I lift my hands and I say, hey, but what about the Rothschilds and the Schiffs and Kuhn and Loeb and these Jewish bankers who financed all that corruption? Why don't you say anything about them? They look at me and they say, well, you're an anti-Semite. And I say, it's a fact, you know.
Well, you know what? Most people don't know how to fight these battles. I've learned how to fight the battle because I don't like being a victim, and I refuse to be a victim. What I hear from most people in this country is that they're professional victims. They sit around and bitch and complain and moan and groan, but they don't do anything. We're doing something. If you want to get on the bandwagon and help us, we're going to buy a major media corporation and make sure they print the truth, whatever the truth may be. And we're not going to slant it toward conservative or toward liberals. It's not going to be a Christian media corporation. It's not going to be an atheist media corporation. It's going to be a media corporation that prints and tells the truth, whether it's on radio, television, or in the newspapers. If you want to get on board and do something with us, we'll welcome your help. If all you want to do is complain about the Jews, and let me tell you something. The Jews have not done anything illegal. They have exercised their rights under the system. They're very smart, very intelligent. And if they're smart enough to buy something and control it, and everybody else sits back and whines and cries, then they deserve to control it, and everybody else that whines and cries deserve whatever they get from that. That just happens to be the truth.
Well, in whining about it, I'm trying to do something about it. I mean, I've been in the dean's office, and I've been to the various professors, the heads of their department heads, and I've done everything I can, but I have, like, limited money, you know, and money talks, and if you ain't got any money...
No, you're wrong.
Nowadays, you
what groups makes up the majority of people in this country?
I don't know what you mean.
What group makes up the majority of the people in this country?
Poor people like me, I guess.
Poor people.
It's people exactly like you. You don't need a lot of money. You need a lot of people. And you need to go down and buy 10 shares of Gannett Company Incorporated.
Plus, I'm going to let you go because the phone bill's running up here.
Pardon?
I said I'm going to let you go because the phone bill's running up here, but I just wanted to, you know, let you know where I'm coming from on that.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. I hear it all the time. Let me tell you something. Racial prejudice is not going to give us peace in the world. It's not going to make anything better, whether it's Jewish racist, black racist, white racist, Aryan racist, American Indian racist, Asian racist, it doesn't make any difference. You can blame the Jews all you want. All they did was go down and buy what you can buy yourself.
Okay.
Another thing, though, is you might really look into in depth the mystery religion Babylon and explore a little more about the role of Masonry and what's going on.
I know, but before, I've read the Jewish section of that, isn't it?
Well,
very powerful.
Well, you've got enough knowledge maybe on that side for a while, and if you just balance it by getting a little on the other side, and then we could talk.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
And whatever we said, believe me, there was nothing personal in it whatsoever. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill.
Yes.
Oh, yes, good evening.
Hey,
I just wanted to let you know, I bought 100 shares last week. I'm also a broker money manager, and I've talked to a number of my clients. We've now bought a total number of shares, 2,400 shares.
Fantastic. That's wonderful.
And this is, the stock is actually relatively cheap, and there is a lot of room on the upside, even if we don't even make the move to take over. So, I mean, it's not only... makes sense as far as taking control of our destiny, it's actually a good investment besides.
Absolutely. Not only that, but many of people who already own the stock, I believe, once they understand what we're trying to do, especially the smaller stockholders, I think that they're going to want to jump on our bandwagon, too.
Oh, I think you're right, and the key here is that I think we're going to catch the Gannett estate sleeping on this one, too. If enough people take enough initiative here, it's going to happen right under their noses.
That's right.
And I just wanted to mention, too, they have a couple of units that you talked about briefly, but I think it's very important. First, they're one of the largest billboard companies in the country. A lot of people that don't read or watch TV are going to be able to be notified about the truth on billboards as they're driving down the street.
That's right.
And another aspect, they control the Lewis Harris Polling Agency. And as we all know, that is really how opinions are shaped in this country, is the way you ask a question.
That's right. And
I want to bring up something you had talked about before, actually a couple of things. First off, on the national health security cards, the day after Clinton made his announcement, they asked Bob Dole if the card was a good idea, and he said yes. Yesterday on C-SPAN, Senator Kip Bond from Missouri gave the alternative Republican proposal, which had as a centerpiece the national health security card. No one is speaking out about the danger of this situation.
No, remember, they control both sides. They'll put out a plan that everybody will hate, and they'll counter with a plan that will seem like a better, more moderate compromise. Both of them are going to lead to the same card, to the same New World Order, to the same control of individuals.
And we have no voice at this point, and that's why this move on Gannett is so critical. One other thing I don't know if you've talked about, and that was the fact that we have a Russian native now head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Have you talked about General Shalit Tashvili and his lineage in the Nazi situation?
We touched on it one night, and the consensus of the opinion in the country is that his father was conscripted into the SS, and anybody who studied the SS knows that you have to go through long training, you have to go through an occult initiation, and strict, tremendous discipline, and they only took volunteers who could prove three generations of pure Aryan blood.
And yet he got passed in the confirmation through the Senate with flying colors without anything along these lines being asked.
That's right. And I've warned people many, many times for years now. What's coming, it was Hitler's dream of a world order.
One last question. Would you say that Bill Clinton is heading us towards a more socialist or a more fascist state?
Well, socialism and fascism, in my study of history, cannot be separated.
I think that's a very important point to reach, because so many people think that there's a diametric opposition of left and right, and in fact, there's nothing of the sort.
That's right, because the left is total control, and the right is total absence of control. And when the left calls the right Nazis or fascists, it is a scam. It's a brainwash. It's a lie. You cannot be fascist or Nazi if you're on the right. Those things exist only left of center. Right of center, you have less government. Right-wing people want less government. When you hear right-wing people calling for more control, they're not right-wing. They're liberals. They're socialists in disguise. They're liars, in fact.
I appreciate what you said, and if there is more information on this General Shalley, and when and if the axe finally falls, I got to think that he's the guy that's going to lead the march or whatever it is that I don't know what the ultimate plan is here. Maybe you have an insight in that, but that just was chilling when I found out this guy suddenly out of the blue becomes our head of a Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yeah, well, I've said this before too. Anybody who believes that they're going to bring about a one world order and destroy our Constitution and Bill of Rights and supersede it with something else, whatever it is, without the full knowledge, complicity, and support of the officer corps of all four of the military services, have lost their stupid minds. The fact is, one world government is the answer to warfare, is taught in all of our military academies. It's also taught in the war colleges of all the different services. And right now, we have Russian officers attending our war colleges, and we have Russian cadets in our military academies. And very soon, there will be a merger of these forces into a one world police force under the United Nations.
I know you're right about that, because I've even read that in major papers like the Times and the Post. So, I mean, that's not even a secret.
That's right. But most Americans, when you tell them about it, they'll say, oh, no, it couldn't happen to America.
Well, I'll tell you what, from this end, I am telling you, as many people say, no, I think that you struck upon probably the greatest idea I've heard in quite some time, and I will definitely keep you apprised from this end. When we make the move, and it is a we, this world, I think, or this country, I think, is going to be quite surprised.
I think so, too.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Well, folks, we got time for one more very quick call. 602-333-2174. Whoever's hitting their redial button is going to get in, and there you are. Oh, they hung up too quick. 602-333-2174. I wonder why people get cold feet like that. They just, right at the last minute, they say, no, I'm not going to do this. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill Cooper.
Hello.
I was interested in that general, that thing you were saying about the general, the field marshal. And I was wondering if you had ever touched on what those two things are, those two things that look like snakes are up behind the house, you know, in the Capitol building.
Yeah.
Are those called fascias or something like that?
Fascias, yeah.
Aren't those symbols of the fascist party?
Well, they are a symbol of imperial rule, is what they're the symbol of. They cannot exist in a republic. It proves that we've lost our republic a long, long time ago. And the fascia are the symbols of ultimate total power.
Boy, they really think they have us, don't they?
Well, I think they know that they have us, and I think they got another thing coming. What do you think?
Well, I think it'll eventually end up like it has with everybody else throughout history. It blows up in their face.
Of course.
I wondered if you had heard that on the health care plan that if you go into a hospital or they find you freezing on the street, if you don't have your card, you will be detained by the police.
Well, they might detain somebody, but if they try to detain me, they're going to have a real ruckus on their hands.
Hope you aren't injured.
Well, if I am, I am. I mean, the price of freedom to me is worth whatever I have to pay for it.
Another thing that people should educate themselves on is all the things out there in the field that they can eat that are safe to eat and that will sustain you, and they are there perennially.
That's right. We're out of time, though, my friend. I'd like to talk to you some more, but we're out of time. We're up against the wire. Thank you for calling.
Good night.
And, folks, we have obtained an original, authentic collar brass of what used to be the Army, United States Army Security Services, a branch of the National Security Agency. And the collar brass is the Rose and Cross. Good night, and God bless you all.
To fall.